There's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Oh, I thought you'd just buy me a beer.
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
We got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up.
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. How's being sober?
Fucking sucks. And just like the movies, we play out our last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream. Hey, everybody. This is Dustin, and we just got done recording the episode that you'll hear next week, because you can time travel in podcasting. And I am joined by my good friends, Daryl and Groucho from the Throwin' Wrenches podcast. We're doing a special holiday episode because we're still drinking and we don't feel like wrapping up the party just yet. Just kidding.
We're entertainers.
We're leveling off is what we're doing right now. But we're like, hey, we got 30 more minutes. That episode of Weird Science didn't take as long as we expected.
I think you're taking this too far. We're doing it for the kids.
This one's for the kids. Much like Wu-Tang, Drunk at the Movies is for the children.
We're doing a Christmas movie for the children. This is a holiday classic that's endured in my household for the last 20 years, and I'm sure that people will share this podcast episode with future generations like I
can only hope.
Okay.
That's right.
I haven't seen this in several years, but I own it, so I had it at the ready, and it is the Rankin-Bass Rudolph and the Red-Nosed Reindeer released aired on television December 6th, 1964. I assume it has been shown every year since.
Unless Apple TV got their mitts on
right.
It.
Exactly. So, and then eventually PBS had to be like, okay, we'll show it too.
What we're watching is the 50th anniversary version on DVD, and we're watching it in high def here, so we'll see how it looks.
Wow. It's a hell of a storm. I mean, I'm sorry, kids. Don't say hell.
Yeah, it's a
tough going.
Darn tootin'.
Wait, it said something about sanitation.
Sanitation Army was digging out.
I've been a member of the Kiss Army, but not the Sanitation Army.
Kiss Save Santa.
Rankin-Bass. The proprietors of classic creepy puppet animation for years.
Absolutely.
This is talent, though. I mean,
stop motion animation at its genesis, you know.
Tim Burton's the only guy who pulled it off later,
big time.
Actually, I'm gonna be that guy. It wasn't Tim Burton. It was the guy that got hired to direct.
Doesn't
the
matter. It was Tim's idea.
Yeah.
So this stuff.
There's a Netflix special you can watch all about it. Yeah. It's
I watched
good.
All the Christmas movies that made us. Yeah.
I have a figure of Burl Ives as an anthropomorphic snowman upstairs on my vinyl.
Is he looking shelf. Through the window?
No, I positioned him as far away from the window as I could get based we'll get on knowledge I have.
Yeah. More plaid. I mean, we did some plaid seriously in the last movie.
Oh, Burl's got jokes.
He's got jokes for days. Yeah.
Oh, there's no subtitles on this shit. Well, if you're deaf,
whatever she's serving
you don't
in there
care.
Does not look appetizing, by the way.
No.
It's gruel.
Yeah, it looks like the plate from Better Off Dead.
I did get something from the Hy-Vee deli that looked like that one time, though.
Oh, what were we drinking? This was a beer.
Oh, yeah, the Braggot.
Is it Julemust?
It's the Beyond, the 2014. Can I say this word?
It's a Braggot.
Sound it out.
Bruggle.
Well, if you listen next week to Weird Science, we talk about
this. This is a kid's show. Come on. Let's keep it
right.
together.
Braggot.
Right.
It's an ale brewed with honey.
Is that British? Sounds like a British word.
I don't know, but that tie. Is that like The KFC tie? Is that the Colonel?
He's got it from the neck up. He's
Have you seen the Mario Lopez tie. Lifetime KFC no, Christmas how was it? Special? I can't watch that shit. I watched the trailer, and that was enough for me.
I didn't think it was legit, but it's a legit show.
It's a real thing. It popped up on my Hulu, like, things you might like, and I'm like, no.
Do you recall? Why does he have an umbrella?
You know, it
he already has a hat.
Yeah, that's true. Burl Ives tells the story of...
Now, Rudolph was like some kind of a contrived story by some Germans, wasn't it?
It might have like...
For communism?
I'm pretty sure. No, I think it was fascism, but could have been communism too.
I thought it was Montgomery Ward.
Was it?
I thought it was a Montgomery
Adapted
Ward
from
thing.
A story by Robert May.
Written by Romeo Muller. That's not his real name. His real name's Ted. No, I think Rudolph, and someone can Google this, I thought it was like a department store thing for Christmas. Instead of Santa, it's like other stores have Santa. Well, we've got Rudolph.
And then we're going to have Burl Ives sing these three songs.
And Holly Jolly and Silver and Gold, man. Those are classic. Is there a fly?
There was a fly.
I'm pretty sure that one.
Yeah. How about you not animate it when there's a fly in the shot?
Do you think the Basses made serious jack on this stuff when the DVDs came out, or do you think they're all dead?
I think they're all dead.
Okay.
I think they probably sold it to TV. They probably got what they could out of it.
Well,
they died lonesome and forgotten.
Rankin Grade School is not too far away from here.
Oh,
I don't think it has anything to do with the Rankin Bass
family.
Well,
we'll never know unless we investigate it.
Yeah, I bet. No.
Thank God for your next podcast series.
Rankin and Bass just sounds like an ad agency, doesn't it?
Is that Snowman Asian, or is he racist?
Wow.
He's paper mache.
Papier mache. It's a good German
lying
name.
Lying on a bed of pipe cleaners. So comfortable. Papa.
They are totes adorbs.
That reindeer mom is hot.
Whoa, that's creepy.
She's got eyelashes.
She
That's
does.
How you know
she
she's
does.
Hot.
That's how you know she's a female.
The sad thing is, the older I get, I'm like, those are felted. My wife could make these. She won't, but.
If she really applied herself. Really
Santa's rocking the plaid there, too. It's a plaid night, boys.
His beard is bigger than his waist.
Santa's actually doing some dieting in this one. He's doing an all-juice diet.
He looks pretty skinny.
Yeah.
He skipped leg day.
Yeah.
It's before he pounded all those cookies.
We're talking about the Gap next week. Santa's got a...
The pointy boots,
Gap,
man, though. He's got the hipster
Gap
pointy
for
shoes.
Days.
He bought the jacket at L.L. Bean, but he went down to the... Where would you buy shoes like that, DSW?
Who's Rudolph's dad? Is that like one of the regular reindeer?
Huh?
Like, who's his dad?
Donner.
So Donner's his dad.
Come on.
And he hangs up...
Hold on. No, seriously.
He hangs up his collar. That's like his keys by the door. Yeah. You know, he takes his jingle bells off.
Takes off, says, make me turkey pot pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who takes him off for him? Oh, shit, where'd he go?
That's some crap, though. He makes his dad, like, pull his sled?
Yeah. I'm going to...
Well, it's not his sled.
I'm usurping you.
I mean, hey, it's on with the next generation, Daryl.
I didn't know there was
there we go.
Reindeer lineage. I got to say, man, this 57,000-inch TV is really kind of tripping me out. Because I'm noticing
those black bean eyes that Santa's got. Right. They're staring into your soul.
Hey, they are.
Rudolph's tail just waving at us. You're a dumb bitch.
My kid sucks.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Let's get another one. Or you start beating her, say it's her fault.
And what's crazy is, like, this was so revolutionary, but then fast forward 30, 40 years, and every sitcom was doing a trippy Rankin Bass style.
Oh, I think I kind of remember some of that
sequence.
Yeah.
Like That 70s Show did one. There's been so many of them.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, we're going to get nostalgic. And I think It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia did as well on theirs.
They did a good one, actually, if I remember correctly.
Well, I mean, it's hard to top Danny DeVito crawling out of a couch naked, but.
Good point.
What do you think that is? That powdered sugar? Is that flour? What is that?
Mashed potatoes.
Give me some gravy.
Ah, the bumble.
Yeah, we have the Bumble upstairs too, but one of his feet fell off.
Oh.
Yeah. And Yukon Cornelius and Hermie are there too.
So I have to admit, I've got a 2.5-year-old niece and she loves these.
Yeah.
But she's scared out of her mind.
Well, yeah, she's 2.5, man. Yeah.
So we skip this and instead we just put out...
you gotta torture these kids, man. You can't be nice to them.
We watched Krampus the other night and Jackson, as an 11-year-old, was a... He was like, I don't know if I want to watch this. I'm like, it's PG-13, dude. It's not going to be
that scary. And he's 11.
And you're 11, yes. Toughen up, kid.
Somebody in the federal government decided your child was not strong enough to watch that movie, so maybe you should wait till he's 13.
Right. So I was telling him, I'm like, it'll be fine, all right? And
how'd it go over?
It was fine. And like the next day, he's like, I didn't even have nightmares. I'm like, okay, good.
Raise him tougher out here in South Beacon.
Yeah. Because I was like, dude... Are you gonna,
the dentist.
You going to watch Christmas or scary movies with us,
yeah.
You know, next Halloween? And I'm like, you can't handle Krampus. You ain't watching Nightmare on Elm Street 1 with me.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like one of my first real dates in my life was Nightmare on Christmas.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, and I was scared for my life. Thank God I was holding on to her the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was she older?
No, she was my age. She had no idea that I was dying over there.
I recently, I put up the Baby Yoda Gorgu poster that he got. What's behind it is my autograph, Evil Dead. Beautiful. Bruce Campbell poster that I was like, had been up there, but I was the good dad. And I was like, yeah. We'll put that up there. But part of me died inside because I had to take Bruce Campbell down.
Aww.
But soon... He handled Krampus. We'll be able to get back to representing.
All in good time.
Yeah.
By the way, the dentist looks like David Spade. I don't care.
I actually had a friend of mine in college that we all called him the dentist because he looked just like
this. That's how my hair gets.
Poor guy.
David the wave, the little...
Yeah. He had the wave and everything, yeah. We always said, do you want to be a dentist? And he hated it so much. And now we never talk anymore. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's funny what happens.
Shocking. Sorry, Dave.
Yep, no, that's the life of an elf. Speaking of Elf, did you guys enjoy that movie when it came out? Because, I mean, it was definitely a throwback.
I like Elf.
You know, nostalgia
references. That's probably
the
most satisfying Will Ferrell movie for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love Elf. I saw it in the theater twice.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did not like it. I didn't want anything to do with it because I was very much of the... What the heck is Will Ferrell doing in this movie?
And so
for?
I never saw it in the theater.
Yeah, he was
and
only
I waited
Saturday
until video
Night
before
Live.
I finally enjoyed it.
Yeah. It came up on, you know, like Family Christmas. Somebody put that on, like, you know, 10 years later, and I watched it on, you know, TBS or something. I'm like, okay, this is a great film.
Yeah.
But I also
and James Caan.
Jamie Caan.
Is great.
Oh.
Jimmy. I call him Jimmy, you know.
Jimmy Caan.
Yeah, Jimmy. Actually, he had a great interview with Maron. I highly recommend you tune into it. If you like, listen to James Caan.
Yeah.
He's a tough Jew, man. That dude, he's
hilarious.
Great. He's great. He just pulls no punches, talks about his career. Good stuff.
Yep, I love pretty much every movie he's been. What do you think this thing cost to make back in 64?
A bajillion dollars.
You couldn't hire foreign undocumented labor probably back then.
No, it was all done by like four people.
I'm trying to figure out how many times did they actually have to move something to make it happen. I mean, is there 20 moves
so
between
like,
him and Clarice?
Move it, take a picture. And a little bit, take a picture.
Yeah, if you think about it.
Dude,
to make it fluid.
I mean, there's definitely some jerky movements.
Dude,
it's not fluid.
Reindeer freckles are the weirdest thing in the world. Sorry. Yes, reindeer youth. You think there'd be like scatterings of deer poop all over there.
Right, where's the...
Just little piles of black pellets all over.
Right?
They're so mature, they just go hide behind a tree.
It's nice that Ed Asner was in this as well.
Talk to you about diabetes.
He played Santa in a Disney Christmas movie in the 80s called A Christmas Star.
Oh, I think I saw that dreadful thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And then he also played... Santa
an
and
elf.
So, yeah, he's got a history of it.
They are.
And sitcom Thunder Alley, following Home Improvement on ABC.
Now look at those girls. I mean, seriously, if you're trying to get a date one night, I mean, if you don't
they're all
hit
the
it off with Susie, Rachel's right next to her. It doesn't look a whole lot different, right?
It's one way to look at it.
They're all bald.
They have no hair.
Oh, except for that guy.
The giant amongst the elves.
Buddy Holly. Who let Buddy Holly in there?
Yeah, String Bean.
He does.
This sounds like something to be playing at like Kmart in the background when you're shopping.
Yeah, I just did a Christmas.
I think she just
Christmas
gave us
music
finger.
Episode because I'm tired of people saying they hate Christmas music, and it's like you don't hate Christmas music, you hate the Christmas music you're forced to listen to. There's good Christmas music out there. You just have to find it.
Yeah, I got some good playlists. I got a good mix.
Do you guys do the mashups, like the Slayer and Wham mashups?
There's a guy named DJ Rico. Well, that's not his name. That's his DJ name. Every year he does
a Christmas mashup.
Uh-huh. That it's usually like an hour-long mix of a bunch of different songs and some mashups. And
it's good stuff.
It's good stuff. And he always has like all the past ones available for download. So
nice. If I look to your cell phone right now, is he entered in as DJ Rico?
Yeah, and it's with a K, not a C. R-I-K-O.
Oh.
That's a great hairdo.
Absolutely. That's a comfortable woman haircut is what that is. That's a woman who knows she's got her guy tied down, and she can just do whatever she wants.
We also would have accepted a... Like,
it's a different perspective when you get to my age, Justin. Sorry.
Like a 1920s New England librarian haircut.
Yeah.
You also would have accepted that.
Sorry. I took it too far.
I just keep thinking he's a Packers fan, you know, which makes me think of you as well.
Just because I'm a shareholder doesn't mean I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's one of those things we did one time when we had nothing better to do with our money. Yeah. I'll sell you a share. You want to buy it?
I'm good.
I'm a Bears fan. I'm
so sorry.
My soul would die.
At least when somebody says my team did well this weekend, I can say yes because it's my team.
Because yeah, actually. No, I just can't. It's like you said,
Probably not.
So, do they animate him talking? Like the mouth? Is that animated?
It's.
Yeah, I wonder if it's painted on the film.
So
yeah.
with Nightmare Before Christmas, they had like multiple heads that they would like change in of
the lips,
Jack making the things. With that looked drawn on almost.
But his lips are moving. I mean, it's a deer. So if a deer speaks, you don't question the movement of the lips, right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
How does a reindeer talk?
But an elf, I question an elf's lips movements. Right. I'm a little more
into
scrutinize it a little more.
He's one principal? Of those. He's going to watch them shower.
This is going
down a dark, dark path.
I'm not sure where you went to school.
we had one of those gym teachers.
Golly.
You did you?
Yeah, I'm not going to name names.
Did you get payment?
Every No, we didn't shower. They're like, you knew, shower or else coach insert name here is probably going to watch you.
Yikes.
So, you just put your deodorant on, you'd go to class unless you liked the attention, and then you showered or you didn't care.
You just sprayed down with Brute.
Now, when I was a kid,
but those rumors
the aerosol
went around
cans
for a reason.
Had first come out. We would do the right guard just
You
just blow that in.
First period gym is the worst.
Yeah,
it's so bad.
I can't imagine. I imagine every gym teacher died of lung cancer just from walking in.
Fluorocarbons or whatever.
Exactly. Look at how delicate her coat is.
You know what else is gross? There was a kid who had a locker next to mine.
Talk about something else. What was
that? He wanted to borrow my deodorant.
That's disgusting. I wouldn't even share deodorant with my son.
Exactly.
My son
how
says,
gross
oh, my deodorant's
that?
Out. I'm like, tough shit.
Like, he wanted to borrow it. I'm
borrow
like,
your mom's.
Like, that's kind of, no, man. Like,
no, man. Men
your
don't
own
share
right
deodorant.
But that's what you can do with the, the aerosol. That was always nice.
Yeah,
like,
true.
No, this was a speed stick.
You wear speed stick?
1995.
I might have a speed. I'm trying to think what I'm using right now.
Yeah.
I used to keep one in the car. Just
I think I got an Old Spice one upstairs right now.
Do you know how many times with a teenage son we've had to go out and buy deodorant, like at the last second at a funeral or something like that? Oh, my son be like, I forgot to put on deodorant today. I'm like, oh my God, we stop at a Casey's to buy deodorant.
What's crazy is Jackson has more deodorant and body spray than I have at 11.
First off, he's trying to get something happening. You, again, it's over.
He came over, man.
Came over.
There's your Bill Paxton reference from the previous episode.
Yeah, what I'm confused is
one bottle should be good.
He likes to smell good when he goes to sleep, and I'm like, dude, when you're going to school and you're around people is when you're supposed to wear that. Not like, hey, I'm going to bed.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, the furnace kicks on. It's like, you know, axe body spray throughout the house.
Oh no,
dude!
He shoved his light under a bushel basket. He needs to let it shine.
Completely freaked out.
So this is an allegory for racism, right?
It is. He all of a sudden he's exposed his new race.
Difference.
You're not going to get any reindeer games.
Your antlers are still just as big as mine, but... Oh, way to go, Donner. With your genetic... abnormality of a child.
Imagine if this were the elephant, man.
Yeah. Oh, they literally can't play any reindeer games because he has a hat on because he's a gym teacher reindeer. What?
So sad right here.
So he wasn't good enough to make Santa sleigh, so he's like, those who can't do teach, and he teaches gym.
He's a gym teacher in the...
He's like, I want to be on Santa's sleigh, but they just won't let me. I'll just be the coach for the future reindeer.
The North Pole Consolidated Unit School District 1.
So I just did a quick Google search, and you were correct.
What's that?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was born out of a department store marketing assignment. Defunct Chicago-based department store Montgomery Ward wanted to pass out free coloring books to children during the holiday shopping season of, guess what year? 1939, Daryl.
Holy
good
crap.
Job. Boom. Copywriter Robert May was tasked with writing a poem to go with the booklets.
And he got a credit.
Brilliant.
Montgomery Ward did
brilliant.
Not.
You named.
Really?
Yeah, so it said a song in lyrics.
But brilliant.
By
you
May.
Were within a year and you knew Montgomery
I
Ward.
I know my defunct Chicago
department store. Did you have that coloring book, Daryl?
No.
Or are you an owner of Montgomery Ward?
I am not.
Yeah, well, that and a nickel will get you nothing.
I do remember, though, when those were...
Oh, Clarice is singing,
stores.
Guys. I forgot this happened.
Clarice.
Yeah.
I was going to name my daughter... We were going to name our daughter Clarice. It was really after Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah.
Ray
and also this movie as well, because Clarice, it's a great name, it's a great character.
It's a very pretty
but,
name.
And all anybody could think about was Silence of the Lambs.
Right.
And I'm like, that's a shame, because I don't really like that movie, and I never would have clued in. The Fahrenheit 451 was to me, but anyway.
Do you think anybody who met her... in her travels would get that?
They would all do. I think the Silence of the Lamb thing would probably prevail. It's funny about that, the Ray Bradbury thing.
Yeah.
In my circles would probably, people like, oh yeah, that's a great character. But that'd be like two or three people that would know it. Yeah, it's too bad.
Did
it's
you watch
great
the
book.
HBO adaptation that Michael B. Jordan was
Never
in?
Saw it.
Nope.
Decent?
I haven't seen it either. I was hoping to hear good things because I've been interested, much like... I believe it's Peacock has Brave New World, the Aldous Huxley novel turned into a series. It already got canceled, but there's one like big budget. I mean, COVID fucked everything.
Yeah.
For
hey,
TV
it's a kid's show. God damn it!
No, this isn't
not anymore.
Rated R.
So,
wait, you can have one F.
Okay. PG. Oh yeah, that's right.
PG-13.
9J has like one right in the middle. I'm trying to think of some other. Movies.
Back to the Future, where he's the like, one, Doc, this is...
No. Oh, Beetlejuice has one F-bomb right
It does.
Yeah.
I had to cough. I knew where it was the first time Jackson saw it.
It was like, nice fucking model.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so that's our one. We're done.
Yeah,
Daryl, keep it down, will you?
I'll try. David Spade?
Who's your favorite little rascal? Well, let me see your degree.
What a liar.
He's just trying to impress chicks.
Yeah.
I'm just a gigolo.
I'm an angry small person.
He really is got a lot of bottled up anger hidden by those cute little eyebrows.
Why don't they call it a Hermie complex?
Yeah, Hermie complex. Nice. I like it.
We're getting deep tonight.
Yeah.
It happens.
Sorry. We're taking it down. I mean, first off, when was the last time you did one of these shows and you did a holiday special afterwards?
The last time it would have been with Chad Fiddler and...
That was like 20 years ago.
I can't remember. It was It. Doug, I think, was on it. We watched It. And then we did the Legend of Sleepy Hollow afterwards.
Ooh, that would have been a good show.
Like the Disney one?
Maybe I should go back and listen to that one.
Yeah, we did the
animated one?
The Tim Curry It. We did both parts of that, and then we watched Sleepy Hollow afterwards. That was like 3 years ago.
It was also like
I miss Chad, so Chad, if you're listening, what's up? Hope everything's good out on the radar. East Coast.
I don't think he's listening anymore.
Yeah.
Good dude. No, he's still...
He still turns up in the Beer Nerds.
Does he?
Yeah. He's still active on the gram.
He just moved out Carolina way.
When what did they move? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When Rothgar shames us all about our posts, I didn't notice his name, so I just know I'm not on the list usually.
He's done some remarkable artistic stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing that rises to the level of Rankin Bass Rudolph.
No, I mean, but, Easter I mean, Island happening here in the right. North Pole.
Oh, okay. That was a big old nose that's gone now.
Yeah. Least favorite character.
Hermie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's necessary. He's one of the downtrodden geeks.
His figure is impossible to stand up because of his feet.
I can imagine he would have a lot of...
He's top heavy.
He'd have a need for a podiatrist.
That's kind of what I look like as a kid with my big head.
But he does the benefits up there. He doesn't have a good referral program
with his for HMO. The dental practice.
Well, for all of it, yeah. I do like the snow.
The jagged mountains. I think we're gonna go there next year with the trail team.
I think it'd be fun. How come this dude isn't dead yet?
Who, the Bumble?
Yeah. No, sorry.
Hermie? He's an elf. It's magic.
So they don't get frostbite?
People pay for that view, by the way. There's probably a condo with Bezos or somebody out there.
It's an Airbnb right now.
Verbo.
It's nice that Vince Neil stopped by. Really, I think that's...
Kick stop my heart!
Anyway. Have you seen that meme?
No, or but somebody... I've seen him in many memes.
The
yeah.
Keystamaha.
Keystamaha.
I saw him on their farewell tour. That's
was
not
it as bad as it
yes.
looked. Okay.
I told my cousin, I'm like, man, Vince is really leaning on those background singers more than he should.
Oh, dude.
Sad.
Dude, he looks like anyone. Bad. You could be down in on Cook Street at a bar and run into Vince Neil.
Yeah.
So no, Derby,
because the Twisted Spoke. Like a lot of people play there, that would make more sense.
No, what's
be
the
legitimate.
Pool hall right there on Cook Street?
Like I straight up saw Mike Tramp, the lead singer of White Lion, at the Twisted Spoke.
I almost in April.
Oh, it was a while back.
I almost went to go to Randy's Cheeseburger Picnic.
Oh yeah,
and my wife told me absolutely not.
Yeah,
and I would not be allowed in the house afterwards.
Yeah, those people aren't wearing masks.
Ouch! Ouch!
Well, it was a bunch of reasons. I mean, Randy doesn't wear a shirt.
Right. Yeah. We could have watched the trailer Park Boys.
I know.
Christmas special. You'd have seen him dressed as an elf and got his origin story.
Oh, I'll watch that later.
Yeah.
For sure.
With Mr. Leahy with a Walmart bag for a beard. Falling in that fridge. God damn it. That's classic.
The liquor's calling the shots now, Randy.
Right.
Dude, he's holding about
that's a gold
$3,500.
Yeah.
Right. That squirrel's going to run off with it.
Oh, he's playing D&D. That's a 12-sided die.
12-sided die.
Are we hearing banjo?
Not at all. I hear an oboe.
But that's Burl's instrument of choice. I mean, he's got binoculars, right?
Yeah.
So Burl Ives has some sort of tie to Illinois, doesn't he?
I'm not aware of this. I mean, you guys illuminated me of this.
Well, I had heard, and this is all anecdotal
purely
evidence.
Purely speculation.
Correct. So the estate,
Burl Ives estate, if you're listening.
Don't
oh,
say
yeah, yeah,
allegedly.
Yeah. Alleged.
There was some alleged tomfoolery and shenanigans.
Some ballyhoo.
Hijinks?
Much in the same vein as George McFly.
Okay. With Lorraine Baines.
Where he would
McFly.
Appreciate.
He was bird watching.
Looking at.
With his bird.
Correct.
A little bird.
Anyways, he would like to. Maybe peer through windows.
Maybe he was recreating the rear window scene, you know, Hitchcock.
Maybe.
Yeah, Jim.
Maybe. But, you know, I mean, to each his own. Who am I to judge? except this guy is not playing a banjo.
Well, originally we were going to have a podcast where you were a judge.
Oh, that's right.
Oh God!
So you are
yeah. The case against judge. It was going to be brilliant, by the way.
All because Groucho hates Steve Martin.
Or no, Steve Martin.
No, you hate
love
Steve Martin.
I hate Steve Martin.
I don't love him, but I think that there's a case
and
for him.
And that's the show we were going to do, but then that turned into throwing wrenches in a way.
Maybe,
like,
maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
There is a little fire and ice sometimes, depending on what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's not nearly as violent as Steve Martin's
show.
No. Yeah.
No. Maybe I was being the judge.
You were going to be the judge. I was going to be the judge. Yeah. So I had gone on a whole tangent. I wrote the script. I was ready.
Yeah.
I was going to buy a gavel. I remember that.
And I was like, you know what? Screw this. It'd be so much easier for Daryl and I to talk about cars for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think also I was at a different point in my life where I was afraid to be too controversial. And now I don't care.
Now we could make a million on it.
You've realized I've worked for a Fortune 500 company for 5 years, and you've heard the kind of shit I say.
Yeah, it's like at this point, I want to be me, dude. That is.
I didn't say which Fortune 500 company I work for, so I'm.
It's Ralston Purina. He makes dog chow.
Yeah,
there.
No, seriously,
I work for Montgomery Ward.
Yes,
I created
yes. J.C. Penney,
Marshall Fields.
No way. That's a great Kevin Costner movie.
Do we
by
need
way.
Another beer?
Yeah, we. You said Bourbon County. I stayed for the Bourbon County.
All right.
So
I hand you the solemn oath.
Get on it.
Hang on. I gotta put my microphone down.
I think that one's applesauce flavored.
That actually went with the sound
just
effects.
Kidding.
He was using his pickaxe to make a. You know.
Did he lick it when he was done?
No, he didn't. Okay. But you made a clang.
Wait, what? Probably the best hair and
is
facial.
This this year's because I didn't yes. buy this is the first year I did not buy any.
I didn't buy any.
I wasn't going
this
to.
This is a 2020.
Yeah, I wasn't going to. And
so this
I
is.
I don't have my new bifocal.
This is my only my only taste of Bourbon County this year, so I appreciate it.
Sweet,
this is the Carmella flavor, which
it's a variant.
Yeah,
okay,
I hope I didn't pour too much. I'm sorry.
I believe it's the barley wine. The
it's a big bottle,
man. The barley boy.
Straight to hell, Rudolph.
Now, you this go dude, to hell and you die. There you go. Sorry, I dipped in a little old school South Park. There.
Oh my God, the barley wine is ripping off of this.
Is it? Instabetes?
You know, I remember when I was a kid sitting around the TV watching Rudolph drinking barley wine.
Yeah, that sounds. Yep, that's exactly what happened in my household.
That always happened. Oh wait, did you get enough?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good.
Yeah,
dude, I got plenty.
Yeah, he gave himself a heavy pour.
I did. I got a heavy pour. I'm sorry. Dude, I mean, I actually feel kind of guilty.
Don't.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Dude, Daryl, you got screwed.
No, I'm fine.
All right. Sorry, it's all being recorded.
It's fine.
Apparently, if you're a female deer, you have a much lighter coat.
She has overactive tear ducts.
Yeah.
Restasis. You know what, though? That's an actual drug. Jenny Turner actually did that.
Oh,
commercial
for
Restasis.
Tear ducts.
Yes,
my left eye waters a lot more than my right one. I thought it was just because I was more of a TLC fan than I thought I was.
You were
don't go chasing those waterfalls, retard.
At least the left eye.
Sorry.
Yep. R.I.P.
All right. Rest in peace. Thank you. I appreciate
I actually
that.
Cried earlier with that when you guys were laughing at the tooth comment. I haven't laughed that hard in quite a bit.
Oh, no. I had to wipe my eyes. Yeah. You'll hear it next week. There's a good piece of business involving calcium. Be on the lookout for it. Consider this your warning.
Look at the
it's not a spoiler. They're just going to be like, I can't wait until they talk
dude,
about
dude, and
calcium.
This is like an aberration of Christianity flying in right now.
It's a griffin, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
isn't that a lion with wings, a griffin?
Oh, yeah.
But it has to be bird-like.
Yes.
But as a 50s family sitting on the TV, God-fearing people, I mean, watching that aberration, I mean, that's like a demon devil right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's not Aslan. This is a aberration.
They made horror movies about guys like this later.
Yeah,
on.
I just watched Krampus, and there's a jack-in-the-box that friggin' eats people.
Yeah, but does the jack-in-the-box have, like, an Ed Wynn impression? Like,
no, but if it did, it would sound something like this. I can't do this voice on Dishing Disney anymore.
Why not? Did the lawyers tell you couldn't do it?
Yes, I got served with a
legal team.
Thief and the Thief.
Did you seriously?
Thief and the Thief.
Thief and the Thief.
I had to make him do it twice to get it because I didn't get it.
Yeah.
No, Brianna just hates that voice.
Oh, it's a. Oh my
she,
god.
She hates that.
Is there a Paul Lynn character that floats through here at any point?
I don't think so. Okay. She doesn't like my Christopher
There's
Walken
a Paul Lynn
either.
Movie, I thought.
There's a movie coming out, and then I found out that Roger in American Dad is Seth MacFarlane's Paul Lynn impression.
Ah!
Okay.
Did not know that, but I'm like...
That makes sense.
It makes total sense.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's great now.
I know there's a Paul Lynn Halloween special out there. I don't know if he ever got involved in Christmas.
Get your hands on it.
The elephant has measles.
It's a heffalump or a woozle. I'm not sure which. I think it's a heffalump. Nice you got the spots.
Yukon Cornelius had a illustrious film career, by the way. This guy...
He looks like my friend like Jacob Nelson.
He had 187 like film credits.
He does look like Jacob Nelson.
Jacob Nelson is Yukon Cornelius.
Love you, guy. You know what? I will also say...
Larry D. Like, Mann, by the way, is his name.
Larry Mann.
Like Larry D,
was,
period.
I mean, he made it to
Larry
MacGyver, Hill Street Blues. He was in the new Scooby-Doo, Dukes of Hazzard.
Did he play one of the Harlem Globetrotters?
Pink Panther Show, which I didn't even know that was a thing. Columbo.
Oh, there's a gun.
There's a gun shooting.
This is why they don't show it anymore.
Jam.
Goo.
It's a caulk gun.
Did you say caulk gun?
I did.
Yeah, so... That reminds me of a story.
Wow.
So my cousin and I, we went on this road trip to spring training for the Cardinals, and we drove all day, and we're around Oglethorpe, Georgia. And I only remember that because of it reminded me of Ogie Oglethorpe from Slapshot. And
beautiful reference,
yeah,
by the way.
So we stop.
What kind of car is that, Daryl?
That oh.
I don't know, but I want one in my stocking. Hey-o.
And sorry. Where's the key that you have to wind it up or whatever?
Oglethorpe, Georgia. What were you all doing in Oglethorpe, Georgia?
Well, we were trying to check into a Red Roof Inn, and my cousin walks in.
Nothing but the best accommodations at the Red Roof there.
Nobody at the service counter. And then shortly later, a gentleman walks out. I'm thinking, based on the accent, he was from Africa. Just based on his accent.
Northern Africa or Southern Africa?
I'm... Northern.
Sorry. Oddly specific.
I'm going to cut my mic off here.
Could be central. Okay. But he walks out with white residue on his hands. He looks at my cousin.
So he's just been flipping a falafel.
Who hadn't said anything because it's 2:00 in the morning and he walks out with mess on his hands and unprovoked, he goes, oh, no. It's just caulk. It's just caulk.
Coke?
Caulk.
Cock.
C-A-U-L-K. Oh.
But not what he sounded like.
Like cock?
And not what he was thinking we were thinking he was doing.
Having stayed in several Red Roof Inns over
so
the years.
So we giggled about that for like an hour after we got checked into our room because we were slap happy and had some drinks. And no. It's just cock.
You're a connoisseur of the Red Roof?
Not anymore. Major plumbing issues at every Red Roof Inn. So that's why I believe your story because he was probably caulking a tub surround or a toilet or a sink. I actually had...
At 2 a.m?
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually had...
That's
was,
when you get things done.
I was staying over and I was staying at a
Red Roof. Slumber party.
Trying to do a little
look at this pink
job
sheets.
Interview.
Creepy.
And I was shaving. I had this, you know, shaving stuff in the sink and I'm ready to go. And all of a sudden, the entire sink goes... and falls and goes right onto the floor along with all my shaving stuff and hair pieces and
did
stuff.
Did you get relocated to another room?
I just checked out early. I'm like, I'm done.
Did you get money back?
No. They
really?
They just said, oh, I'm sorry about that. Then there's another toilet story, but I'm not going to say
I got
that.
A story about a toilet falling. Yeah, I can't tell it because I'm running for office. So I can't
it's gross.
That.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the last time you were here and I wasn't even home.
Oh, that's right.
You
don't have the Groucho President sign up front.
Well, I almost removed my daughter's senior thing out too. You know,
after dark.
I appreciate your support,
but I had it in the yard for a good week after election.
I appreciate
just
that.
Just to show, like, hey, this is who y'all should have voted for.
Hey, there's a show on.
Well, Nancy and I.
Well.
Nancy and I are hooked on heroin. We're watching Rudolph.
Friendly polar bears.
Oh, little polar bears. Yeah,
mommy's going to come eat you.
Oh, no, they're... Oh. Yeah, no.
little coffee bean.
Just learn American Sign Language and...
It's like a guy in a bear suit. Whoa.
Shot.
Provocative.
Yeah, look at that, Clarice. Yeah.
That's real.
Oh, that's... Damn it.
You freak.
They got me. You know what? They got me.
Yeah, they did.
That
was a test, and you failed.
They set me up, and yeah. I failed. Yeah. I saw that reindeer butt, and I was like, hey.
Do you have wine coolers in your hands? What are you doing? Did you meet in the chat room?
What does that mean, Daryl?
Darn it, he's got antlers now. He's a man.
I don't know, Margo.
Oh, Dionys.
Oh, what a bunch of
we're gonna make fun of your differences because that was fun in the 50s.
Who decorated those trees back there?
Yeah,
Blitzen.
Probably other people with disabilities that they couldn't play in the reindeer games.
They were relegated to decoration. String those Christmas lights. Is that a euphemism?
Get a sleigh, yeah. Now, Santa needs the blue pill.
Yeah,
I know you've got a red nose, but Santa needs the, or Mrs. Claus needs the blue pill.
Santa needs a roofer. We need.
Cold.
I'm not sure
those aliens just blew
Eskimos
away.
Eskimos and aliens, yeah.
This is fallout from the nuclear winter.
Absolutely, you should have not driven gas cars for so long.
This is a Cold War movie, so. I think maybe
nuclear
a bomb
winter?
Dropped. Yeah.
All right. Well, Santa's got a lot of presents left.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, brought to you by Joseph McCarthy.
Maybe we finally did it and dropped it on them Ruskies.
Yeah. Well,
it's fun to do, isn't it?
Well,
that's how I leave a lot of conversations.
I mean, this
now.
Does remind me of that video with the Genesis video with the
Land
the puppets
of Confusion.
Yeah.
Land of Confusion.
Yeah.
Those puppets were frightening.
Spitting By image?
The, you were talking about the Crown.
I remember the TV show they had.
That's right.
Did we talk about the Crown in this, or was it in the previous episode?
Oh, but Queen's Gambit we talked about.
No, okay.
You and I talked about the Crown.
Did you watch Crown?
I have not seen
okay.
it yet.
Okay, Gillian Anderson is Margaret Thatcher.
Yes. It's not.
Up or down?
It's not 100% fact.
It's
fake
it's,
news.
It's all fiction. It's all fiction.
What, the Crown?
The Crown, yes.
Why are we doing it in a JFK accent?
Hi.
Mr. Hoffa, and it could be that's an RFK.
All I know is like the Brits were upset and wanted Netflix to put some kind of thing because Americans were thinking it was fact.
It looks pretty factual.
They're like, yeah, that happened.
Well,
that
they're
happened.
Driving
those
Land Rovers.
British people are stupid.
And they killed an elk.
We do take issue with the fact that Lady Diana is not pretty enough.
Exactly.
Thank you.
She held that whole thing together for a while.
She did.
Just like the show.
Also, Charles, total douche.
What a chode.
My dad used to always say, "I don't like that guy." I'm like, what?
Prince
anytime,
Charles?
Like
you just
CNN,
had a look about him?
Yeah, like you know, World News Tonight or something. Like, you know.
But he came off really good earlier in that season when he was in Wales and he was learning everything with the Welsh.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on, it just didn't matter.
It didn't take.
No. Still a douche.
He's a douche.
Once a douche, always a douche.
All right, so what's in his fanny pack? I'm sorry, not fanny pack.
He's got a pistol. Is what he's got.
His waistband is a pistol.
He's got the teeth. He's got the old
Hermy.
Does he have like the Batman?
It's like the old cap gun pistol with like the fake Burlwood thing going on there.
Yeah.
Did you say Burl?
Poor Rudolph.
Burlwood.
Yeah.
Is that what happened in Eastern? Was there Burlwood over there?
Yeah. There was.
I mean, he hung out over in
Eastern
Illinois University.
I believe he went to school there.
Really?
Or maybe just hung around
is that
people.
Charleston?
Who did.
Charleston. That's Charleston.
Yeah.
I guess so. Is there a walking tour?
Like the Chew.
Yeah.
Charleston Chew.
Is where Tony Romo went.
Is there an after hours walking tour?
I don't know. I only went there once, and it was for a
Charleston
a journalism
after dark
competition when I was in high school. I got third place in the state.
Dude, I'm gonna run.
Huh?
Yeah.
Headline writing. And when I worked at a newspaper, I was managing carriers, and I could have made the Pekin Daily Times a better paper, you know, with
unbelievable
whatever.
It's as good as it could ever be.
Yeah.
That's okay. Journalism in this country is just dead entirely.
No, it's done. It's going to be run by blogs and
it's toast.
18-year-old kids.
I knew it was over when I made a witty headline for one of my articles I wrote for the yearbook, and when it came out, it was completely changed. And it made no sense.
Is that
a G2? And I'm like, thanks,
editor. Does he got a G2 in his pocket?
It is.
A can of tuna? So he said.
Was it
no, I think,
tuna?
I think I think he has a G2 pen in his pocket there.
I just want to know when Motley Crue's going on tour again.
They said never.
Look at the pen right there. I mean, he's prepared.
I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yukon Cornelius, always good to have a pilot.
Always prepared. He's a scout. He's good. He's got a pilot pen on him.
Oh, look out.
Look at those dogs.
And that one's not even moving.
Sliding. It's just sliding through the snow.
Shout at the devil!
Nice. He's freaking dead.
Because I'm alive! Live wire! Because I'm alive!
How much better would Rudolph be with Motley Crue as the soundtrack?
Didn't Vince Neil get in a fight with Nick Cage outside of the Cosmo?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Have I ever told you about the time that I hauled Vince Neil up to his hotel room?
Was that when he played the Heart of Illinois Fair?
No.
Oh.
This is bigger.
No, he was playing a strip club in Fort Myers, Florida. And I was a bellhop in Sanibel Island back in like 1990.
So wait, he was doing solo shows while still with Crue? Because he wouldn't go solo until like
91.
Karabi took over after Dr. Feelgood.
Okay, wait a second. Brett Michael.
Oh, that
might have been Brett
Michael. Michaels?
Yeah, whatever.
I don't remember, was there one or two of them?
I was sure it was Vince Neil. You sure Vince wasn't doing 91?
Vince Neil should not have been doing solo shows.
Vince Neil, Brett Michaels, same thing.
To me,
honestly,
carrying that guy in his bell cart drunk.
I don't think Brett Michaels should have been doing solo shows at that time.
One of them was in my bell cart in 1991.
That's
what
I
tell you.
That's why I was curious, because like Michaels never
left
Poison. But Motley Crue fired Vince Neil. So that's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me if he was doing some side hustles, maybe.
No,
there's also a Vince Neil Big Al's bus story.
And Vince Neil killed the singer for Hanoi Rocks and went through a really rough period.
If you say, oh,
in the Razzle car crash?
Yeah.
That's right.
Hanoi Rocks had a Christmas song called Dead by Christmas. You can't find it anywhere.
I'm going to look for it.
Yeah.
Especially around Christmas time.
It's actually, it's not a bad Christmas song, but like one of the guys in the band died. So
Dead by Christmas?
Kinda,
I think that Pink Jet is Virgin. By the way,
is it?
Yeah.
Why is his eating? Fork
and
the
again,
same color as his
again,
food and table?
Mrs. Claus needs to provide some better food there.
Okay? The walls, the table, the fork.
No wonder he's skinny.
The apples, and the drink.
Yeah, it's almost like the Blue
Soylent,
Kitchen in Weird Science.
Yeah, Soylent Green is what's going on there.
Or like the kitchen scene in, like a dinner scene in Beetlejuice, where just everything's kind of that monochrome color. Okay. It's gross.
I can't.
Who's
eat
doing all
this?
Your Tim Burton movies? You flowed through some Tim Burton?
No, we haven't. We haven't done Pee Wee. We haven't done Beetlejuice.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we could do
all right,
a sidebar.
After the Hughes movies, I see where we're going. Yeah.
Okay, Francis.
Yeah. I saw Pee Wee.
That
in
was
the
not
the,
a good Pee Wee.
I saw first off. Fine. I saw Pee Wee in the theater, and I took my girlfriend, and my buddy, and I took our girlfriend to see Big Top Pee Wee.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that
in the theater,
rough.
And that one was that even our girlfriend's like, "You think this is funny? Like, I don't give a shit. I'm here to laugh." Okay.
So before I got the Ernest scripts for the unmade movies, we ran out of Ernest movies. We were like, well, the three of us still want to do something.
Say it's not so.
We were debating, and it sounded like we were going to do a Paul Rubens podcast.
Ooh.
And we were going to...
And Rubens would be into that because he's a narcissist.
And we were going to watch all the episodes of
Playhouse?
The Playhouse and do all the movies and
I wanted
stand-up
to see him on Broadway.
Specials.
I honestly would go see him on Broadway.
I bought books to like research it and stuff, and then these scripts from Ernest movies landed at my feet, and I'm like, all right, we can keep this train going. So
Paul
the Pee Wee thing went on the back burner.
I think the Rubens thing would make you more.
He is one of the most interesting, and I'm not just saying this because I love like Pee Wee and like the character stuff. He's one of the most interesting people of all time.
Yeah.
Just
he
because
creeps
of his life
Leanna
story.
Out.
Well, I don't understand that.
Creeps Sarah out too.
Yeah, she doesn't like Ernest. She likes Jim Varney.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like Ernest.
Yeah.
Well, and I agree. My wife doesn't like Pee-wee so much either. But I lived in Florida when he had his episode in Sarasota, wherever it was at.
Sarasota.
Yeah. But
well, and actually and knowing like the whole thing with was it Ringling Brothers? That like vacations?
Sarasota, yeah, is where the summer home of the circuses, yeah. Or the winter home, yeah.
So
are circuses still a thing?
Not anymore.
Okay.
But they were back in the 80s.
Right. Thanks, PETA. Yeah. No. The
kid from the Hunger Games?
Yes, PETA.
PETA Mallark.
Is this already over?
Is this wrapping up?
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, look at
by the
shades.
Way, we have
Tom
5 minutes left.
Tom Cruise showed up.
He's the coolest one there.
In your underwear, pal.
By the way, did you see that Tom Cruise had a meltdown on set?
I heard about that.
That was great. I want to hear that audio.
It was on the cover of Drudge today.
He's an idiot.
but name a bad Tom Cruise movie.
I swear I've had this conversation with you guys.
It's not possible.
He is my favorite current
actor. He's not my favorite actor,
but insane.
But he's definitely hedged his bets on
almost everything he's done.
He's always figured out a good script.
I even have The Mummy.
I'm going to say
it's not good. I have it.
But he's still decent in it.
Yes, exactly.
He was great in it.
I'm going to say the Mission Impossible movies.
No, they're good.
I've rewatched all of them.
Philip Seymour Hoffman is a bad guy. Oh, I'll kill you.
Oh, my God. Bond. And Bond is stealing all the water. Who's
the first two Mission Impossible are my least favorite.
That's Quantum of Solace.
Three.
And he's terrible in that.
They get better as they go. Mission Impossible movies.
There's some John Woo like BS.
That's what I said.
Dude,
the
John
first
Woo,
two
MI2
yeah.
with the spinning of the Audi TTs?
Yeah.
Give me a break. That's amazing.
It's my least favorite.
Sorry.
Is that the bike?
I disagree.
What's the motorcycle chase and stuff?
Every Mission Impossible?
It's pretty much every one of them. I don't know.
We'll get
back to you on that.
Ethan Hunt.
Oh, is there a kids movie on right now?
There is. Oh, there's UConn Cornelius. He's signaling that the field goal was good.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. He was a trendsetter on the beard and the mustache thing.
He looks like every customer at Rambler.
Yeah. Oh, downtown. No. Every under 30-year-old I see anymore in my shop, mm-hmm. they look
when
like
I
that.
Hear the name Trader Joe's, I picture UConn Cornelius. I don't know why, but
and
I
that
just
guy,
do.
That guy used to be the geek, but now it's UConn Cornelius.
He's always the guy who's asking, like, nitro cold brew
so
with
is
some
that,
oat milk?
Is that little girl in the heffalump pulling that jack-in-the-box around? How is he getting to this campfire?
He hops. What is on his nose? That's what I want to know. Is that, like, poop?
Cocaine.
It's called they ran out of money.
Oh, they dabbed him elephant? With some brown paint.
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, circle gets the square.
You do it so good, I'm not going to try.
And no fingers either.
Is that hot glue?
That looks like hot glue drips.
Because the tears, the realistic tears.
Oh, he speaks in jingles.
And he has a Band-Aid on his foot.
Boing.
Yeah. He's like a phallic image hopping around there, isn't he? He's so excited.
Not enough girth for the ladies.
Whoa.
Just looking out for my homegirls. Do it to it, son.
Do it.
Make me proud. Oh, wow. They got like straight off the ground. They didn't have the space to animate a whole long takeoff. They're like, you have to levitate at will.
We got 20 frames left. Get it done.
You're going to go frolic through the marshmallow clouds.
Okay, so written by
Montgomery Ward's guy.
Do we really illustrate the whole point of the Burl Ives thing here? I mean, was he from Charleston?
I don't know where he was from. I think he was from...
I'm going to Wikipedia him while you guys...
I think he was from downstate somewhere.
Okay,
here.
So... There are rumors that Mr. Burl, he's long since deceased.
I'm looking up Burl Ives now.
Was it Peepin' Tom?
Yes, that's the legend, and that comes from...
And a legend, I mean, that means people have spoke of it over years.
Born in Hunt City, Illinois in 1909.
Where is he?
He died in 1995.
I'm going to look it up on my Google Maps.
I have no idea.
It's a township in Jasper County.
Jasper, that's down by Missouri, I'm going
to
guess.
No,
Jasper.
Actually, it's closer to Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Which would make sense. Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of south of Champaign.
Okay.
So that would put him in that vicinity. So we're, and again, I'm not trying to tarnish his reputation, but it
besmirch
people who went to school in that area. That was kind of one of those local legends that nobody talks about.
Its population is 282 people, so that's why you have never heard.
There's not enough windows down there for us to know about it.
Yeah,
it's not enough windows. What a lovely
and Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Story. Yeah. Bah humbug and all that. And
yeah. And if you got through that and you're a single guy who's in the beer drinking club in Peoria, then yeah, you probably got what you deserved.
I don't know if I could say anything better than that.
All right. Well, that was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And of course, feel free to check us out next week. We got that Weird Science episode coming out that we already recorded.
That's better. Listen to that. Don't listen to this. Oh, wait.
Merry
you already
Christmas.
Did.
No, here's the thing. Like, I could release this, but it would literally come out like the day before Christmas.
Oh, no. This is perfect.
Yeah, we should have this come out sooner. We have people have time to enjoy it. And then on Christmas, we give them the present of Weird Science.
I love it. That's a great idea.
No, I think that's great.
All right.
If I'm New Year's Eve, if I'm alone by myself, watch Weird Science.
Right. Yeah, why not? Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming to Drunken Lullaby Studios 2.0.
You're gonna delete
all this, right? No, this is getting released. Yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Check out Throwing Wrenches. Is it Throwing Wrenches?
I don't think we want to talk about our show.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh,
nobody
listens
to that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's the worst.
Why is if it, you it's like, not terrible.
Oh, it's terrible. If you like cars and you like two guys talking about cars and you like national news about cars, then Throwing Wrenches is probably for you, but... But you probably don't like cars, and you probably don't like national news about cars.
Maybe you just like female reindeer.
You may just...
Gratuitous shots of female reindeer.
See how the show goes. This is how it goes every week.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I think if they just appreciate your guys' personalities and senses of humor, they would want to listen. So.
Or Daryl's old cars.
Yeah.
You're very kind.
Well, you know, I try. Anyways, on behalf of the gentleman... from the Throwing Wrenches podcast. This is your good old buddy Dustin saying Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Ho, ho, ho.
Stay safe, all that fun shit. And you don't have to be drunk to enjoy Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from Rankin Bass, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time with Weird Science.